Sanitation workers in Chicago today go back to cleaning off corporate graffiti left on the city's sidewalks. Spray-painted symbols of hearts, peace signs, and smiling penguins were part of an unorthodox ad campaign for IBM. Chicago officials say the symbols are neither art nor advertising, just vandalism. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
It was in the middle of the night when Chicago police nabbed a 20-year-old man using stencils to spray paint symbols on a North Side Chicago sidewalk. Ali Morsi was paid by a promotions company to paint one of IBM's corporate tags all over some neighborhoods. Jennifer Plesha says she saw them as soon as she got to work at Specs on Clark, an eyeglasses boutique in Chicago's upscale Lincoln Park neighborhood.
I was very curious to what they meant. I recognized the love sign, the peace sign. I had no idea what the third sign was.
The third sign was a smiling penguin, IBM's logo for its Linux computer operating system. Company officials say the black designs for its Peace, Love, and Linux campaign were supposed to be done in biodegradable chalk. But Plesha says whether paint or chalk, the ad simply littered the neighborhood.
If these guys get away with it and everyone decides to start sending subliminal messages like this to us as part of our advertising world, what will our sidewalks look like? What will our streets look like in a, you know, as time goes by? So I don't think it was in proper taste.
If there is one thing city street crews will tell you they hate, it's graffiti. It's illegal to even buy spray paint in the city. A law passed nearly 10 years ago by a city council and mayor fed up with so-called tags on public and private property. That's why Al Sanchez, the city's streets and sanitation commissioner, says he was surprised to learn that IBM was behind the marked up sidewalks.
We've dealt with a lot of taggers and individuals that have, you know, gangbangers, that kind of stuff. But to think that a corporation would actually be involved in graffiti was something that, you know, you got to be totally shocked.
Debbie DeLopez, who runs the city's graffiti blaster program, says the IBM logos ended up in more than 100 locations in different Chicago neighborhoods. DeLopez says once an assessment is made, city crews will resume cleaning off Big Blue's illegal ads.
We clean it up through a high-pressure power hose with baking soda and water.
An old-fashioned cleanup that will take about an hour at each spot for a cost of $135 per hour for equipment, labor, and supplies. The city wants IBM to pay the cost, as well as fines, which could range from $10 to $200 for each marking. Last week, San Francisco ordered IBM to remove similar graffiti, and the company now says its Peace, Love, and Linux campaign will no longer include any street markings. Al Sanchez says it sounds like IBM knows it made a mistake, and Sanchez has a tough message for anyone who might be thinking of drawing graffiti on Chicago streets.
If you do it, we're going to cite you. If we catch you doing it, we're going to arrest you, because it's vandalism.
And vandalism is a charge the young man who painted the IBM symbols faces, along with charges of criminal damage to property and possession of paint. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.